A swirling blue line against a black background. Morgan Creek. James G. Robinson and Joe Roth present a Morgan Creek production of a Christopher Kane film. In a purple and black negative image, six figures approach and stand in a line. A title appears, Young Guns. A young man in a rounded hat looks up and smiles. Emilio Estevez as Billy. A man pulls down his face scarf and takes off his hat, revealing long, straggly blonde hair. Kiefer Sutherland as Doc. A man with long, dark hair pulls down his face scarf. Lou Diamond Phillips as Chavez. A serious-looking man with short, dark hair looks up. Charlie Sheen as Dick. A man with messy, dark hair spits and sneers. Dermot Mulroney as Steve. A dark-haired man with a short, dark beard looks away shiftily. Casey Siamasco as Charlie. The six men draw their guns and open fire. Terry O'Quinn, Brian Keith, Jeffrey Blake, Sharon Thomas, Lisa Baines. With Jack Palance as Murphy and Terence Stamp as Tunstall. A busy town in the Wild West. In the street, a grey-haired man is standing with Doc, the blonde man.
Now, I say we stop off at Juan Patron's for one jolly big dram and one ginger beer with a dollop of whipped cream.
Who gets the whiskey?
Ah, seniority, Doc. The one closest to the coffin. Anyway, if I buy you a dram, you must promise not to tell the other boys.
It's a promise.
A fight breaks out, and a man runs down the street. Men pull guns and chase him.
No, not another hanging.
A man in a suit watches confidently as the man running sprints past people and shops. Three men chase after him. Costume designer Richard Hornung. Music by Anthony Marinelli and Brian Banks. Edited by Jack Hofstra. The fleeing man leaps a fence into a cattle pen. Doc and the grey-haired man pull up beside him in their wagon. Doc points a rifle at him.
Howdy.
Come on, lad. Hurry up, don't be afraid.
The young man climbs onto their wagon, and they drive him safely out of town. Director of Photography, Dean Semler, ACS. Co-producers, Irby Smith and Paul Schiff. Executive producers, John Fusco and James G. Robinson. Written by John Fusco. Produced by Joe Roth and Christopher Kane. Directed by Christopher Kane. Chavez twirls a long, sharp knife in his hand.
You want to play games, pendejo?
You're a red-ass Mexican greaser. You do it with your horse. Mexican greaser!
Come here, you little white chicken.
Greaser, greaser, come on, greaser, cut me in.
Hey, hey, knock it off.
I'm behind the horse.
Knock it off. That's it. Hey,
cut me then, Mexican. Cut me then, Mexican.
Come on. Hey, knock it off. You know better, Chavez.
Navajo, Navajo.
Enough.
The wagon approaches.
John's back. Now wash it up and in your supper clothes. Now, both of you.
Chavez watches John, Doc, and the young gunman ride into camp on the wagon.
Who are them?
They, William? Who are they? They are the boys of the Drakes. The flotsam and jetsam of frontier society, if you will. We've got room in the bunkhouse, my young man. If you don't want to stay, Santa Fe runs out of Albuquerque in the morning.
Glad you're back, Doc. Start hauling the rope inside.
Okay. John, bring another hard case in?
I hope it ain't another Mexican.
Mexican Indian, you son of a bitch.
If you do wish to stay, well, we have just a job for you.
William's knocked over by a pig in the sty.
And all there, is he?
He pulls a gun to shoot it, but three knives fly into the post beside him. William stops and watches as Chavez approaches and pulls them out, then walks off again. A lasso falls over the post.
Hey, did you know pigs is as smart as dogs? It's true. I knew a fella in El Capitan taught his pig to bark at strangers.
William lowers his gun.
What you doing here, boy? We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. Mr. Tunstall's got a soft spot for runaways, derelicts, vagrant types. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Go on, get!
Not that I'm a pistolier or a knifesmith like that greaser Chavez over there. I'm a pugilist. But then I ain't expecting you to know the explanation of that word. Hog boy!
Shit, you don't even know why I'm here.
Sure I do. You're a runaway derelict, scud-bottom vagrant, ain't you, like the rest of us? Footpad, maybe? Petty thief? Rob a bank? Kill somebody?
William smiles.
Kill somebody? Hey, you ain't no regulator, boy. You just stay here with the pork. They smarter than you anyway. You might learn something.
Gotta look spooked in the lower 40. Let's take a look.
Smart ass.
Nighttime. John and the young men are eating around a table.
Well, now, look at those appetites. Hmm? William, have some more.
William takes a ladle of food.
You ever worked beef before, Billy?
Yeah, worked a little out Fort Sumner way. Pete Maxwell's place. Did the chow line. But, I got away with cattle.
That's jolly funny, Master Stephen. That's no proper table manners.
I had a way with hogs.
Congratulations, Charles. You and Stephen will be doing the dirty crockery alone this evening.
Sorry, John, struck me funny.
And to William, both of you.
Apologies, William. Just hacking on you, that's all.
Yeah, we're just hacking on you.
William, or Billy, glances at Doc, who's sitting beside him. Doc smiles and looks around the table.
Rumor has it you killed a man, Billy. You don't seem like the killing sort.
Yeah, Billy, what'd you kill him for?
He was hacking on me.
Steve and Charlie look at each other nervously. Later, the others listen while Steve reads.
There are plenty of men who will never succeed anywhere.
We got a whole room full of them right here.
Well done. William.
Everyone turns to look at Billy, and Steve holds out the paper.
Yeah, sure.
Well, excuse me, Billy. Very sorry to offend you. But we congregated here to learn to read and write. You need more than skill with a firearm to succeed in the new world, Billy. So take up the journal and start where the other boy left off. Or you can go straight back to your home on the streets.
Billy snatches it off Steve, who smirks with Charlie.
Young men who don't know how to do any kind of business and have no energy or application, they better stay at home near their relatives so they can be taken care of. They are not wanted here and will only come to grief, but men of enterprise are practically sure of success.
Splendid. A splendid reading, William. Thank you. Good night, John.
Good night, Mr. Tunstall.
Morning. Billy climbs over the fence into the pigsty, pulls out his gun and spins it, then points it at the pig. Billy steps forward, smiling, the sun shining brightly behind him. He looks round as men on horseback approach over the ridge. Billy dives to the ground and ends up face to face with the pig.
Shit!
The pig forces him into the corner. Billy watches through the crude wooden fence as the smartly dressed men on horseback ride down the bank. John walks out to meet them, flanked by his men.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, John. John, Mr. Dolan, and Mr. Murphy here are complaining about their merchandise wagon being plundered. On several occasions on the way into town. Quite frankly, John, they think you're behind it.
That's a Fargan lie, and you know it!
Richard. Sheriff Brady. Mr. Murphy is going to continue coming to you claiming I've taken his property until I'm pronounced the thief and shaken out of Lincoln. I've never touched his property. I have no cause.
Well, the belted Earl has spoken. Look behind you, Earl. All I see are hired thieves.
These boys are promising young men, acquiring an education.
Well, I've had you pegged as the type that likes.
Murphy dismounts.
Educating young boys, Englishman.
Tuts. Rumor has it that you're going to be bidden against me for the government beef contracts. Tis just rumor, isn't it?
Lawrence, you have a beef outfit and a store. I have a beef outfit and a store. You're going to try to make money. I'm going to try to make money. It's simple and it's fair.
Do you see our good sheriff sitting up there on that horse? Do you know how much money he's got invested in my store? His life savings, John. And it's not just Brady who wants me to be getting those contracts. It's the territorial district attorney, the chief justice, the U.S. district attorney, the Santa Fe ring. This is a family thing, John. And you don't come prancing in here with your fat foreign capital trying to change things.
I made a very long steamship journey from London, Mr. Murphy. So I shall be damned if I'm going to be dissuaded by something as ugly as political corruption. So, I'd like you to take your threats and your sheriff and get off my property.
You're ambitious, Earl. But you'd be better off selling ladies' undergarments in Hempstead.
John's men pull their guns.
All right, men, that's enough. Come away.
This is a new country. We won't be bowing down to you no more, Englishmen. Get ready for hell.
Murphy and his men ride away, and Billy watches.
Back to work, chaps.
John looks down at him, hiding in the pigsty. Billy uncocks his gun, looking surprised. A young man walks through the homestead with a sack and saddlebags over his shoulders. He scares some chickens out of his way and approaches the door of a small white house. John opens the door and steps out onto the veranda, looking at him sternly.
Mr. Tunstall, my name's Jay McCloskey. I heard you're having some trouble finding help.
McCloskey? You're one of Murphy's boys, aren't you?
Used to be. Fired me. Called him a fat sow.
Did you? Lovely. Bunkhouse is over there.
John goes back into the house. McCloskey turns away, but stops and looks back at the closed door for a moment. In town, a wagon full of men trundles into the high street, chased by a lone dog. Billy comes out of a store dressed in new clothes, smart trousers and shoes, a black jacket over his waistcoat and shirt. He stops and admires his reflection in the window, then puts on his new hat as John comes out and stands with him. John attaches a pocket watch to Billy's waistcoat. Billy smiles and pulls his guns from their holsters, watching his reflection and spinning the weapons, while Murphy watches from across the street. At the homestead, Chavez throws knives into a bucket, which is suddenly shot full of holes, making everyone duck. It's Billy shooting, sitting on the roof.
Regulators!
John conceals a brief smile.
Let's dance.
Musicians are playing outside at night while people dance. The regulators ride across open country with the fading red sunset sky behind them. Three of the regulators sit together and drink, watching the dancers. John stands alone, also watching. Billy's dancing with a young woman.
Come on, Billy Bonnie, go!
He ain't all there, is he?
Billy jumps up and down, hopping from one foot to the other.
He's there enough to be dancing with a pretty gal while we sit around here pulling our tallywhackers. Damn straight.
John's standing with a man and a woman.
We have to expose this ring, Alex. Can you get me in to see the governor?
Murphy's beat us to it. And he brought the governor a nice, fat campaign contribution. They're tightening the yoke on you, John.
Of course. They want me out, too. They figure with me gone, no lawyer would be crazy enough to represent you. You've heard of English tenacity, haven't you? Here's to, enough grit to finish the last round.
They both drink.
Besides, if we gave in and left, you'd look after my boys.
Medicine. Yes. I shall receive my degree from St. Michael's in July, and then I shall be practicing here in Lincoln until my missionary tour of the islands.
Nice.
Doc walks through the crowd, smiling. He stops and looks over at a young Chinese woman who glances at him while Murphy talks to her. Doc stares at her, and when the woman catches his eye, he walks over to her. Murphy laughs.
Heidi, my name's Doc.
What can I do for you, young man?
Well, sir, if you're an acquaintance of the young miss, I was wondering if I could entreat the young lady to a dance.
Why, certainly.
Thank you.
Doc leads the woman away. Murphy grins as he sits down, watching them.
What's your name?
Yinsoon.
That's beautiful. You're a friend of Mr. Murphy's?
He is my guardian.
Oh.
A man and woman approach. They stop and stare at Billy when he blocks their path.
Hello there.
Hello back. William Bonney, sir.
Pat Garrett, pleasure. Excuse us, friend. We have a request for the band.
Billy watches them go.
Pat Garrett.
Billy smiles and goes to stand by the fire with McCloskey.
Shoot, I bet I get to be just as big as him. Nah. Bigger.
So shows a snowy dove trooping with crows, as yonder lady or her fellows shows.
Pardon me?
Oh, that's a poem. I'm a poet. I wrote it.
I'm sorry, young man, but we must be getting along.
We're getting along famously, thank you very much.
I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. I was just informed that you're part of the Tunstall Company.
Yes, I am.
Ah, and I'll be expecting to see you follow your Englishman out of Lincoln when he goes. You tell him. Tell that slug to leave no slime on the road behind him when he crawls back to Wharf Street.
A hand pats Doc on the shoulder, and he spins round, drawing his gun.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Someone break up your dance, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the girl's guardian.
Guardian? That's a gentle euphemism.
Why?
He had a shirt ruined in a Silver City laundry. He took the celestial woman's daughter as payment. She's house entertainment, as I understand it. Come on. You can dance with Susan. It's safer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murphy and his men watch them. John walks away from a small group of people. Murphy watches and turns to the man standing beside him. The man walks up to John and pushes him.
Out of the way, mister.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Come on, you and me.
No. No, it's you and I. Is that right, John? You and I?
Yes, it is.
Charlie takes off his coat and hands it to John.
You and I.
Charlie hits the man repeatedly in the face, then ducks under a punch and hits him in the stomach and side, moving round him. McCloskey watches enthusiastically. Charlie knocks the man down and waits for more, but John hands him back his coat, smiling. Billy's watching with Doc.
Pugilist.
There's something in it.
Happy New Year!
Bangers go off on the ground, and men shoot into the air.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Moving slowly up and away from the party, which is taking place around a bonfire in the main street. Morning. The regulators make their way home across country. A pheasant on the ground moves slowly out of their way. The men approach the crest of a small hill and stop as a flock of pheasants flies up in front of them. The men pull their guns and ride after them towards a copse of dead trees. Billy stays with John and watches.
Go on, Billy. Boys will be boys.
Smiling, Billy pulls his gun and rides after the others. John sits alone on his wagon, watching them. A posse of men ride up behind him. John glances round at them, then looks at Billy, who stops and stares back wide-eyed as the men shoot John and he falls to the ground. The regulators look round, and the posse ride towards them.
No! No! Too many! Get out of here!
They ride away, chased by the posse. John lies dead on the ground beside his horse and overturned wagon. John's men are standing somberly in a line.
For as much as it has pleased Almighty God and His wise providence to take out of this world the soul of our deceased brother, we therefore commit his body to the ground. Ashes to ashes, and dust to dust.
In town,
Murphy's henchmen have to be brought in, J.P. I'm going to take it to court and bring Murphy down.
Have you talked to Sheriff Brady?
Half of the murderers are members of his posse. He won't touch them. You're the justice of the peace, Wilson. You have the power to serve warrants through special constables.
What special constables? No one's fool enough to go in after Murphy's people.
Deputize them.
McSween, those are just boys. Ain't one of them over 21. Murphy's men will shred them in half within a day.
Are you gonna deputize them?
Hell no. No, I'm not, Alex. Not me.
All right, then. You go tell them.
Wilson looks over at the regulators. Standing in a barn, Wilson holds out a Bible, and the regulators all put their hands on it. The barn doors swing open, and the regulators run out. in the country, Dick leads the men on horseback down a path to an old shack by a lake. They stop and watch the building with smoke drifting from its chimney.
Lugar peligroso. Bad medicine, my friends.
You got that right.
Well, hell, Doc, you grew up in a hall worse than that, didn't you?
Yeah, but I've been cultured since.
Okay. Henry Hill's supposed to have been in there with the lady since noon. We're gonna show him the warrant, take him home.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta take him.
Yeah, I'd say we do.
Hey, Billy. Why don't you go inside and have a look-see?
Billy glances at Charlie, who nods.
Go on, Billy. See if Hill's in there. If he is, you bring him to us.
The warrant's passed down the line to Billy, who opens and reads it, then grins at the others. Billy takes off his coat, then strolls into the shack, where a handful of men are sitting round gambling, smoking and drinking. Billy's wearing a deputy's star on his waistcoat. Billy glances over at someone having a shave. He covers his badge before the men look at him.
I'll take two.
Hey, Hill, you want another drink?
Gotta drain it first. Maybe I'll have Janie here give me a hand. Doc says not to lift nothing too heavy.
Oh, yeah? Doctor's gonna tell you you ain't ever gonna use it again. You talk to me like that, Henry Hill.
Billy goes outside, where the others are hiding. He hesitates, then heads into the toilet.
Now what the hell's he doing?
Henry Hill comes out.
Get up!
Billy's peeing in the corner of the toilet as Hill walks in.
Oh, Lord.
Billy looks round.
Henry Hill?
Yeah.
They face each other.
Howdy!
Billy shoots Hill in the stomach.
Shit.
The regulators ride out, shooting.
By the way, you're under arrest.
Billy puts the warrant in Hill's mouth. The men come out of the shack. The toilet door's blown open, and Billy ducks in the corner. He climbs out of a window and lands in a stream of urine. The regulators and men from the shack shoot at each other. Billy shoots one of the men, who falls to the ground. Charlie grabs Billy's horse and he climbs up onto it. Doc shoots the man who was having a shave.
Warrants for the law!
They ride away, but Billy keeps shooting. In town...
Nine men lay dead or at death's door yesterday noon following a gunfight between Lincoln resident Henry Hill, 45, and what patrons have called a kid. A local miner has identified the kid as one Henry McCarty, also known as William H. Bonney, 19 or 20. In a flaming shootout, the kid, Billy, killed Mr. Hill, then took on an onslaught of Hill partisans, bringing the damage to 6 verified slayings. Bonney is believed to be the captain of a deputized gang.
Captain? How come we don't say nothing about the two I closed out?
Shit, Dick, you send a lamb into the slaughter and he walk out king sheep.
El Chivato, Billy the Kid, huh?
Yeah, Murphy's gonna want blood, brains, and balls for this.
I gotta get out of here.
Hey, Doc, don't be stupid.
What?
You know they're gonna be looking for us.
Yeah, I know. I'll be back in 1 minute. Here.
Doc runs after Yen Sun as she walks past.
Heidi.
I cannot accept those, thank you.
You walk awful fast for a little thing, don't you? Come on, Yen, I just want to talk.
You must like trouble.
Trouble? You think I look like trouble? I'm a poet, carrying flowers of all things.
And a gun. It's a big gun.
It's a big town. Come on, Yen. Please. Stop! Look, if you don't want to take these, that's fine. But you take a message to your guardian. You tell L.G. Murphy, the regulators are going to clean house. And I mean clean house. That they can't own us like they own a little China girl.
for the price of a shirt. Okay?
You tell him that.
Yen turns and walks quickly away.
Yen, I'm sorry.
Doc hurries away as Murphy's men ride round the corner and down the street. The regulators are waiting behind an old wall.
So, Dick, who's next?
You.
Two men with horses, one riding and one walking, move through the dry, leafless trees. The one on foot stops to look at something on the ground.
Shit.
What's wrong?
I mean, I found some. Horse shit. They come out from the Sierra Bonita just this morning. Horse has been grazing wild. Pretty damn good, don't you think, Baker?
Chavez grabs the man from behind, and the others pop up with their guns ready.
Not that good.
Buenos dias, shitheads.
Up.
You don't understand, Dick. By killing Henry Hill, you all started a war.
By killing Mr. Tunstall, you all started the damn war, Baker. Just the same, we're talking 50, 60 men. Get your what, 6 or 7? We're with the ring, Dick.
We're gonna bury you, you can believe that.
Quiet, Bonnie. Taking you to jail. No killing.
Objection, Your Honor. These boys are going to the grave in the name of John Tunstall.
I said quiet, Billy. I don't need that kind of talk. Law don't talk like that.
Yeah, well, law don't kill innocent merchants either, do it?
Shut up, dirtface.
Take the son of a bitches up to Capitan Mountain and blow their brains out. What do you say, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Billy. Easy. Dick, I don't think we should go by way of South Fork.
Why's that?
Well, I think Murphy will be watching the trail in. They'll ambush us. I think we should go straight through to Lincoln.
Dick and the others all watch McCloskey, who looks round at them and the two of Murphy's men that they've captured.
Hey. What? I saw that.
What? What'd you see? What'd you see?
He knows what I just saw. What you talking about? Where's the ambush, McCloskey? In Lincoln? You're trying to steer us away from Capitan because you know your men, Murphy's men, are waiting to jump us in Lincoln.
Billy, what are you talking about? McCloskey's with us. He's a regulator.
Yeah, but he used to ride with Murphy. That's what I'm talking about.
That was a long time ago.
He's a spy!
He's been with us. We made a pact, right, McCloskey?
Right. Jesus, Billy. Come on.
McCloskey holds out his hand. Everyone watches tensely. Baker edges towards his horse. Steve and Charlie stop him. Billy relents.
Shit, I'm sorry, McCloskey.
Hey, it's all right. We're all upset about John.
Sorry I didn't sniff you out soon, you goddamn traitor.
Billy!
He shoots McCloskey.
Oh, shit! Billy!
Billy, what the hell? Jesus!
Billy shoots McCloskey again, and he falls into the water. Murphy's man starts to ride away, but Chavez throws a knife at his back and Billy shoots him.
Hold your fire! Whoa! Shit!
Hey, Doc!
No!
Doc shoots Baker.
Hold your goddamn fire!
Get that son of a bitch!
Steve shoots Baker again.
Oh, God!
Chavez pulls his knife out of the man's back. Billy smiles.
Court adjourned.
Moron! You're out of line, you son of a bitch!
Richard, he was right. McCloskey was acting strange.
Well, then that means we just killed 3 more Murphy men, right?
Right.
Oh, Christ Jesus, Brady's gonna hang us for sure now.
What are we doing now, Dick?
Quiet! Better close the fucking lid for a goddamn second and let me think.
We better skin out of here.
Okay, everybody, skin up the river.
Come on, Doc.
Now! Come on. You better stop believing the newspapers. You ain't no captain, and you sure as hell ain't no Robin Hood.
Whatever you say, Dick.
Get that idiot on the horse.
Billy walks over to his horse. Doc wipes away some of the blood that spattered across his face when Billy shot McCloskey in the head. Doc walks over and looks down shakily at McCloskey lying in the water, caught amongst some submerged branches, Then he looks over at Baker lying in the bushes. He takes off his hat, overwhelmed with tears. Then he looks up with a defiant expression. Sitting amongst the rocks.
Advices from Lincoln say the young lad of lightning rapidity, iron nerve, and marvelous skill apparently single-handedly took down Morton and Baker of the Murphy Dolan faction, including a miraculous shot of 50 yards. There's a picture here. It says Billy the Kid, but it ain't Billy.
See that?
A drawing of Dick.
Well, that's me. Yeah, this is bullshit. Papers can't get anything right.
Advices from sources say that a kid, a left-hander, is tall, handsome, and unequaled in the elements that appeal to the holier emotions. Jesus Christ, this country needs a hero. However, Murphy of Lincoln has hired none other than John Kinney and his Donna Anna Bunch to help hunt down Billy the Kid and the gang.
Oh, great. John Kinney.
Well, who's Kinney?
Says here he's an ex-soldier who suffered an injury and is now a bounty hunter.
Well, what's that mean?
That means he can whoop some ass.
Dick walks away to some nearby bushes. Chavez walks barefoot up a slope, holding his hat in his hand. He goes over to some snow on the ground and stops beside some round grey plants.
Hey, Doc. You come here for a minute?
Yeah.
Doc gives the others the paper and goes over to join Dick while they read it.
Go ahead and read the rest.
What's that? Well, we can't go north because Murphy's got men coming out of Fort Sumner. We can't go south because he's got Brady coming in.
Yeah.
East is no good because we got John Kinney coming up now. What's to his group? 15. Mm-hmm. We can go west through the Valley of Fires, but there's the Mescalero Reservation.
Yeah, and they're having a good year with scouts. No thanks, Richard.
I don't know what the hell to do. What the hell's he doing?
Chavez comes back with the plants. At night, he's wearing black and white face paint by the fire.
We've come to a place where we are lost, no? When an Indian is lost, he must reach into the spirit world to find the way. On the spirit road, he'll be shown a sign. This is the way to the spirit road. We're lost right now, but I'll find us the way.
Oh, Christ, Chavez, that's all we need is some more of your red-ass Navajo man, but your hambo, we're running out of time here, Chavez.
Chavez drinks. Then Billy.
Is that any good? Chavez, what is that?
Peyote.
Doc drinks from the cup, flames flickering in front of him. Charlie drinks and grimaces.
Dick.
He hands the cup to Dick, who ignores it. Steve takes it from Charlie and taps the rim of the cup, then drinks. He drinks again, grimacing as he swallows. Then he hands it on. Chavez stands on a rock, smoke rising around him.
Yeah. It's just like a butterfly. A butterfly flies to a flower, stays with it.
Doc.
Doesn't know why, just feels it. Oh, yeah. She's...
He nods to himself.
She's my flower. And I'm her.
Did you guys see something? Chicken?
And I'm her butterfly. Oh.
In bright sunshine, Dick steps onto a rock and puts his rifle to his shoulder. Crouched on a rock nearby, Charlie stands up and puts his hands in the air. Billy tries spinning his pistol, and it goes flying through the air. He looks around, confused.
We don't know why, just feel it. Oh, God! You guys! You guys!
Steve peers out of his cave. Charlie vomits. He wipes his mouth, then wipes his hands on his clothes.
Wow. This is great. This is great.
Did you see the size of that cocking boom of goddamn boom?
Steve jumps off a rock and his gun goes off. Billy looks round, bewildered, with grass sticking out of his hat. Then he falls down backwards.
That's real. That's real.
Steve lets off another shot.
I'm her butterfly. She's mine.
Regulators! Saddle up!
Godless heathens.
Chavez jumps onto his horse and rides away. Billy sits on his horse backwards.
Regulators!
Charlie slowly climbs up onto his horse.
Hey, dog. Dog, did you see the size of that chicken?
They ride into a smoky Native American camp.
Enemy left in a turn to your partner.
Howdy. How are you, sir?
People stand around silently, some of them watching.
Hey, Chavis, how come they ain't killing us?
Because we're in the spirit world, asshole. They can't see us.
A woman stares at Dick as he rides past, and he politely touches the brim of his hat. Billy's still sitting on his horse backwards.
Hey, did you know we're in the spirit world?
A young woman's holding a child inside a blanket that's wrapped around her. Steve drinks from a bottle of whiskey and takes a bite of a roasted bird's leg. He turns to stare at a figure approaching on horseback below and hurries down. In a building...
Lord, forgive us for our wrongdoings, for our misguidance by heathen religions. Thank you for keeping us alive. Please help guide us in doing the right thing.
Steve slides down the hillside.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Please, Dick, it's getting cold.
They both pull guns.
I could have killed you, Dick. I could have killed you.
The rider approaches.
But I don't want to kill you. Want to eat?
When we finish this meal, you little rodent, we're going to go out in the yard and see who has the right to run this group of regulators.
Bridget, would you be so kind as to pass the gravy, please?
Might as well heal man coming his way.
Just one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
It's Buckshot Roberts. We got a warrant for him.
You think he's come to surrender?
Don't look that way.
You any good?
He's killed more people than smallpox.
Roberts climbs down off his horse. Billy and Doc lower their guns.
Well, hell. Introduce us.
They all stand up and walk out of the large stone building with their guns ready. Robert stays by his horse with his back to them and pulls two rifles from their holders. Grey-haired with a moustache, he turns to face the regulators.
I got a warrant for you, old man.
I ain't got no business with that war no more. Peckerhead, son of a bitch. On my own. Come here to get that $150 Sheriff Brady's putting down for the kid. Rest of you little shits is only worth 110, but I'll take it.
What a sweet disposition.
Let's dance.
He goes down on one knee and starts shooting. The regulators run, and Chavez is hit.
Chavez!
Doc stands up to shoot and is hit in the hand. Doc sits up beside Chavez.
Chavez!
What?
You think you little sons of bitches?
He's going into the shitter.
What?
Billy, go in there and cut the son of a bitch in half.
Billy stares at Dick.
I'm daring you, Billy.
Billy smiles, puts down his rifle, and pulls out his pistol. As he steps out from behind the woodpile, Roberts opens the door and shoots at him.
Screw that!
Roberts shoots from inside the toilet, and the regulators open fire back at him. Smoke drifts around the standalone wooden toilet hut. Billy and Dick look at each other uncertainly.
Cover me.
Dick stands up and walks towards the wooden hut. The barrel of a rifle pokes out of it, and Dick's shot three times in the chest. The regulators open fire on the hut, peppering it with bullets.
Dick, we're coming to get you!
He's dead, Charlie. We gotta go get him. We gotta go get him.
You wanna cross in front of that shit half skin?
What are we gonna do? Dick just got his guts blown out.
He's our foreman.
Doc, what are we gonna do?
The place's gonna be crawling with Murphy, but get the hell out of here.
Come on, Charlie, come on.
Regulators, let's rock out now.
Okay! They ride away, leaving Dick lying face down on the ground. One horse remains tethered to the post as the others ride off. Holding his wounded, bloody hand up by his chest, Doc stops and looks back at Dick. The regulators ride across open country towards a distant hill, with the sun beating down on them. They all stop and look back, hesitating and circling their horses uncertainly. They start moving again and steer their horses down a concealed bank. Doc stops without going down and looks back. At the bottom, some of the men dismount.
Where to, Doc?
Going into Patricio if it looks safe. I gotta write Dick's mother in Vermont. Get some clean wraps for this.
Well, whatever you do, don't go near Lincoln.
See ya.
Doc rides away slowly, then spurs his horse into a gentle run. Billy dismounts. Doc rides across the gently rounded slope of a hill. Billy checks his gun and glances at Steve, who's standing behind him, stuffing chewing tobacco into his mouth.
What you doing there, Billy?
Well, sir, with the sight file down, I get an eighth of a second drop on our good Sheriff Brady.
Billy takes a playful shot at Chavez.
Billy, we can't touch the sheriff. Dick said so, you know that. Besides, we can't keep this up.
Yeah, well, Dick ain't around anymore, is he, Charlie? Right now, Sheriff Brady's in desperate need of being removed from office.
We're not going after Brady. No, Murphy, man, no more. I told you I would find the way, and the way is west.
West, huh? Well, west is that way. And the bastards we gotta kill are that way.
The only bastards that are gonna get killed are us, Chivato. Let it go.
Let it go? Murphy's taking inventory in Tunstall's store right now, and you're saying it means nothing to you?
It means nothing to me. Murphy and his politicians have taken more blood from me than they ever will from you.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure?
The Red Sand Creek Reservation.
What you talking about?
I don't know.
207 people butchered in the snow with their stomachs empty. My mother's people. You see, Murphy and company was under government contract to supply us with beef. And 2 winters ago, he sent only rotten meat. No corn, no flour, only rancid beef crawling with worms. So I went out with a band in the night to a trader's camp to try and get food. Oh yeah, they welcomed us in. And then they opened fire on us. I got away, only me. But when I got back to the Red Sands, I found out that the army had already heard about our big Indian uprising, and they paid us back. My mother was cut by a saber from her privates to her neck. My sisters were just babies, and they had their heads bashed in with boot heels so that the army could save bullets. Everybody on my reservation was butchered, and it means nothing to me! Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to Lincoln to take Murphy's head. And that's when John Tunstall found me. And he took me in. And he taught me a better way to bury Murphy.
Murphy buried him the old Irish way, Chavez.
That's right, Steve. And he starved out your family, Chavez. And now he's doing it to every small farmer in the territory.
Uh-huh.
But you want to run, go ahead. Just go right on ahead. Bye. You got no loyalty, Navajo.
Navajo.
Ain't nothing but a piece of chicken shit in the rain.
No. We had our ceremony back there on the ridge, Chivato. Now, I don't know what your vision told you, but my vision told me we're headed for blood. Blood like a river. I'm the last of my clan. The last of my people. If I die, and I'm not afraid of dying, Chivato, the sacred hoop is broken. Now I have to go west and make my people live again.
Chavez walks over to his horse, while Billy, Steve, and Charlie stay by the small campfire. Chavez stops with his back to them.
Charlie, you come with me?
Charlie stands up and looks from Steve to Billy.
You ain't saying much, Dirty Steve.
Because he ain't got much to say, Charlie. Oh, Steve understands the meaning of the word pals, don't you, Steve? So you got 3 or 4 good pals, well, then you got yourself a tribe. There ain't nothing stronger than that. We're your family now, Chavez. You walk away from us, you break our sacred hoop. We gotta stick together, fellas. It's the only way I see it.
Doc rides into town alone at dusk, wearing a black scarf over his face. He stops outside the bar, remaining seated on his horse, and looking through the window at Murphy and his men. Doc lowers the scarf and takes off his hat as he watches. He looks up at the windows above the bar. Yen's sitting, looking sadly at her reflection in a mirror. Doc looks from the window to the men in the bar. Yen sits on the edge of her bed, looking over at a small wood-framed mirror on her dresser by the wall. Doc grabs her, holding a hand over her mouth.
It's me, Doc.
Okay. Now that's not it.
I know what you desire. You've come to lay with me and then cut me into tiny pieces with a knife. You're the bandit who eats children and old people.
I eat meat and potatoes. Who told you that?
My benefactor.
Your benefactor? That's the man that eats people.
Doc puts a hand to her face, but she cowers.
And if you want to stay here, tell me now and I'll go. Do you want to stay here?
In China, girls are not necessary. When we have floods, fathers let the girl babies wash by. My benefactor has made me necessary.
He's not made you you necessary. He's made you a slave. I'm sorry. Necessary is something you can't do without. I can't do without you.
I keep the flowers that you offered me in a little room inside my head, inside my heart. Often you come in and you ask me to dance. Often I say yes.
I want to ask something else of you now. I want you to go with me to Roswell. There's a railroad going to New York City. 2 days we could be on a train. We could be in another country, in a city together.
Around the campfire.
The Bird by Josiah G. Scurlock. Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary, there came a knocking at my back porch. He ain't very original, is he? He's been gone off a long time. I have a feeling he's gonna be making a run for it.
Who, Doc? Nah, Doc likes me.
I can't stand him. He gets an idea in his head, he can't get rid of it. If I stay with him much longer, I'm gonna be a stiff in a photograph. The only chance I have is to get hell-bent for leather now.
They would chase us.
I'm used to that.
No. I am unclean. That is not for a young man.
And I used to ride with the Dirty Underwear Gang out of Liberty, Missouri. And John Tunstall taught me that the past is like an old yellow-back novel. When you finish with it, you toss it out and you start a new one. Okay?
He gently strokes her cheek and kisses her forehead. This time she doesn't flinch.
You're necessary.
No.
Go with me. Come with me again.
Jensen? Jensen?
Murphy bursts in and looks from Yen to the open window and billowing curtains. Daytime. Doc rides back over the hill towards the hidden camp, where Chavez is still with the others. Billy climbs up to watch him approach.
Hey, Steve!
What?
Doc's back! I told you he'd come back! Regulators! Let's settle up!
Sheriff Brady, we're gonna have a lot of fun now.
Brady, Wilson, and two other men walk through town. Billy steps out and skips along behind them.
What the hell's he doing?
Steve and Charlie are watching.
He ain't all there, is he? Is he?
Billy throws his hat over Brady's head. He takes Brady's guns, and Brady spins round.
Top of the morning to you, girls!
Billy shoots Brady in the stomach. Chavez rides in and throws a knife into Wilson's head. Steve and Charlie come out of hiding and open fire on Murphy's men in the street. Doc stands up on a roof, but is almost hit. Steve and Charlie run out of ammo and hurry off. Doc recovers and shoots the man who shot at him. Brady tries to grab his gun, but Billy steps on it.
Reap the whirlwind, Sheriff Brady.
Reap it.
Billy has his photograph taken.
It's for you, Alex.
You weren't supposed to touch Brady.
Sheriff Brady sent the man who killed John. It was a good move for us, Alex.
Was it, Billy?
Yes, it was!
Have you seen The Independent? The governor's revoked your deputization powers. You're now wanted by the legitimate law as well as those outside the law. You're not only being hunted by John Kinney and Murphy's men, you're being hunted by troops. Fort Stanton, Billy, the U.S. Army. The governor's put a $200 bounty on your head. You were supposed to serve 11 warrants and expose the ring. Instead, you went out and you went on the warpath, on a rampage. Now Richard's dead. We're living up here like fugitives. What the hell do you think you're doing out there?
I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to get some attention. Maybe I'm trying to get President Hayes to look this way. They'll let Murphy and his bankers get away with anything, and I can't allow that. The more bastards I dust, the more news stories they write. The more troops they send after us, the more President Hayes is going to have to raise an eyebrow, come down and see for himself what's going on here. And they'll find out who's really doing the killing.
Billy turns away, and Charlie approaches.
Alex, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to reach the president myself, legally. It won't be easy to get past the governor. He's got so many.
Yeah, I got plans for the governor.
Alex, what if you can't get in touch with Hayes?
I'll go back to Lincoln and reopen John's store. Try to deal with that. That's what John would want.
Well, where'll I escort you?
You'd be a death sentence to anyone now, Billy. I don't want your help.
Alex, you didn't see what they did to John. We did.
Billy holds the photograph portrait of himself out to Alex again, but Alex doesn't take it.
Christ, Billy.
Alex turns away.
Thank you, Billy. Billy, please, go to Old Mexico. Please.
Billy somberly puts on his hat. He turns to go, but stops and takes the deputy star off his waistcoat. Billy throws it into the dirt.
Gentlemen, let's ride.
Steve is the first to follow. He stops in front of Alex and also throws down his badge. Charlie drops his badge at Alex's feet and follows them. Chavez steps up to Alex, stares at him, then drops his badge on the ground. Doc stands up.
Alex, what the hell happened, Doc?
It is a whirlwind out there. When you're in it, you can't get out. I'm sorry. I was wondering if you remember that China doll. You know, at the dance, Fandango? I was sort of thinking that because you're a lawyer and all, maybe that there was a legal way that...
I don't even have enough ground to stand on anymore, Doc. I mean it.
Thanks.
Doc gives Alex his badge.
Take care of yourself, Alex. Okay.
Doc rides away, past two children sitting on the ground. A camp in the hills at dusk.
Well, what the hell's the matter with him?
I don't know. He's just belly aching about something or another. Doc was reading the newspaper. He got mighty spooked.
Billy walks up to Charlie.
Dirty Steve told me, Billy. Tell me what they're writing in the papers.
Stephen told him about the party Sheriff Pepin's planning for us.
Party? Oh, you mean the hanging?
Calla te, chavato.
God damn it, Billy! You ever see a man hanged? His face turns flat purple and his eyes come up on him. Yeah, I seen Red Smitty hang. See his head come clean off. It was a hell of a sight.
Billy. I don't think Charlie wants to hear about Red Smitty. I think what he'd like to hear is that we're not going to hang.
You mess your trousers, they say. Gals watching and everything. Well, if we get caught, Charlie, we're gonna hang. But there's many a slip twixt a cup and a lip. We gotta do something before they catch us. Y'all gotta let me do something. Okay, Charlie.
They ride away and off through a canyon. The regulators ride into a settlement of stone houses with stone walls lining the dusty road. A man in a black coat and hat stops to watch them go by. The regulators pull up in the middle of the town.
Damn, Charlie, this is your last wish. Get your little carrot wed. You could have done that back in Juarez.
Some call a special woman dirt face. You'll understand that one day.
The regulators gather in the shadow of a stone archway.
All right, gentlemen. Square up and shell out for Boundary. We'll be in the den. Just yell if you need any help.
You know what to do, don't you?
They all put coins in Charlie's hand, then step through a doorway. Billy opens a door and leads the others into a bar, where a man is playing banjo in the corner. Charlie's waiting in a shadowy room when a woman walks in.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Well, Charlie, I don't remember you, but I guess you remember me. I meet so many young men out for the first. You know how it is. Why don't you come over here, Charlie?
Charlie sits down on the end of the bed.
Ma'am, I just want to hold you.
Whatever your pleasure, Charlie. But it all costs the same.
She sits down to the side, facing him. Charlie rubs his hands nervously on his trousers, then shifts over and puts his arms around her. He rests his head on her bare chest. The woman softens and rests her chin on his head. She puts one hand up to the back of his head and the other on his shoulder. In the bar...
Darling, when a man rides 200 miles to do a job, you can bet your Spanish land brand he's going to get that job done. Now, if this Billy the Kid's around town like people say, he is $200 flat dead on this bar.
You can't kill what you can't catch. You know these mestizos? They say that Blito is half horse, half devil. But who knows? Maybe a strong, big Texas man like you can do it.
Are you really going to kill Billy the Kid?
Does a horse piss where she pleases? Yeah, if he's man enough to come around here.
Is that the gun you're going to shoot him down with? Can I touch him? Please? You know, sir, I do admire you, and I sure would like to touch the gun that's going to kill Billy the Kid.
You know Iron Boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, then. Have a look. You pass her back. That there gun killed Ed Rollins.
Is that right?
Hey, barkeep, let's have a little round of stone fence for every little lady in the house. Okay, pass it back, son. Stroke a gun like that, you might as well be stroking a man's woman. Pass it up.
Billy gives it back, having discreetly taken out the bullets.
All right. Now you best be on your way before you get hurt.
I'm leaving right now and want to know what to look for. In case I run into him, I'll come back and tell you.
He's a good-looking kid. Way with the women, dresses like a dandy, and he's a left-hander. And people say he's fond of whistling sad ballads. Now, you get out there in the street and you see somebody that fits that bill, well, you just come whispering to me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Billy leans on the bar and looks in a mirror.
Hey, I see him. Right there, don't you see him?
Is that so now? You know, boy, I'm getting a little tired of your wise lip. Now, you get yourself someplace else before I have to drop your britches in front of all these fine ladies and spank your little bottom blue.
Billy whistles.
Yeah, sure, you are a testy little cuss.
The man points his gun at Billy's head. Billy shoots him in the chest, and he staggers back against the wall. Chavez, Doc, and Steve watch tensely.
Hey, Doc, how many does that make? 25?
Five.
We'll call it 10. 10 even, how'd that be?
Whatever you say.
Charlie bursts in.
It's John Kenny.
The four regulators ride across an open plain, their horses kicking up a cloud of dust. Behind them, a dozen men on horseback are galloping over a hill and across the plain, led by John Kinney on a white horse. The regulators ride on down a steep slope, quickly followed by Kinney's posse. At the bottom, they plow onwards into a thick copse of dried, thorny bushes. Kinney's leading the chase. The regulators force a way through the spiky, dried branches. Doc leads them along a narrow, shallow stream, driving his horse hard and kicking up water behind him. Kinney and his men ride parallel to them, but reach a small clearing and find themselves trapped. A camp.
His hat was covered with gold and jewels. It sparkled and shone in a dazzling and blinding manner when one looked upon it.
I know, it breaks my heart too.
The shoes worn by this young left-handed prince of the plains were low-quartered with patent silver spurs in the heel. I ain't left-handed.
Billy, I was thinking about our course. And it looks like we've just done a big circle twice.
Ooh. And?
Well, it also looks like we're going back into Lincoln. I know we can't be going back into Lincoln,
so
they all look shocked.
Ain't a good idea, Billy.
Christ in heaven, Billy, what are you thinking?
Billy, we're lucky to be alive. I mean, going back to Lincoln, that's crazy.
Lincoln's where we'll find the rest of the men who killed John.
It's 100 against 5.
It's 100 against 5. We take Murphy and the ring falls. We take him, we win this war. Then it'll be over.
Can't even get to him, Billy.
It's not just 100 men. There's bounty hunters, too, everywhere we go. But not west.
Oh, Christ, here we go again.
No, I followed you. I chose your way, Chivato, but I don't trust it anymore. Now, California's where we have to go. Dang the money, I believe in that spirit world stuff, Chavez. Let's go. Yeah, California sounds about right to me.
You're all scared.
Charlie swigs from a bottle and nods.
And you're gonna fail the test.
What test?
You have to test yourself every day, gentlemen. Once you stop testing yourself, you get slow. And when that happens, they kill you. You fellas don't feel that? Like when John Kinney's riding up on our ass and the balls are flying and the blood goes right to your head. It's quite a sensation.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I'm sure in your mind you hear trumpet sound and angels sing a Fargan hymn. I shit my goddamn britches! Okay? We've taken enough goddamn Murphy scouts. We cannot win this war. Not the 5 of us. Do you understand? No. Billy, you want to get the president's attention? Go ahead. You want to keep on testing yourself? Fine. Let me tell you something. Tonight I'm riding to the board. I'm going to get myself a hot meal and a good night's sleep. Come morning, I'm a Mexican.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, me too.
Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Y'all are testing yourselves and you don't even know it. Trying to make it to old Mexico. That's a hoot.
What do you mean?
They'll be covering every possible which way in from Texas to Arizona. John Kinney knows everyone down along the border. There's a full day's ride through them thorns we all love so much, which also makes good hiding place for scalp hunters and renegade Indians. The chances of making old Mexico? Well, hell. That's a test of all tests, you ask me. I'm in.
Billy pats Charlie on the shoulder and walks away.
I'm really not liking him.
Doc and the regulators ride through some wooden gates into a small, dusty square. The children and women hurry over to Billy. Later, Billy's lying in a bath while Doc writes.
Dear Governor Axtell.
Axtell.
Right. I have heard that you will give, what is it?
$200.
$200 for my head. Perhaps we should meet and talk. I am at the Juarez village at the border. Send 3 men and instruct them not to shoot, as I am unarmed.
Doc looks at him in surprise, then writes.
In short, sir, I surrender. Your obedient servant, William H. Barney.
Steve, standing outside with the horses, he lifts a bottle to his lips, but stops halfway and watches Chavez approach.
Damn good riding with you, Chavez.
Chavez nods.
Many nights, my friend. Many nights I put a blade to your throat while you were sleeping. Glad I never killed you, Steve. You're all right.
Chavez offers his gloved hand. Holding the horse's reins, Steve tucks the bottle under his arm and shakes Chavez's hand. Charlie's sitting outside with a dark-haired young woman. He takes off his coat and puts it round her shoulders, then gently adjusts it. He strokes her cheek with the back of his finger, and she smiles. Billy sits up in the bath.
P.S. I changed my mind. Kiss my ass.
Charlie's getting married!
At a party, Charlie's dancing with the dark-haired woman, who's wearing a white bridal veil. Steve dances with a white-haired old lady and stops to spit politely on the floor. Chavez is holding a little girl in his arms and dancing with her. Doc sits outside by a stone wall, with candles balanced on the rocks, reading a book. Billy takes off his hat and puts it on a boy's head.
Anybody ask you where you got that hat? Tell them Billy the kid gave it to you. I'm going to get out of here.
He runs off. Billy spins round.
Pat Garrett.
That's right.
What are you doing in here? No one's supposed to come in here.
Going back to Louisiana for family business. Wanted to see the boy who's become such a sensation.
How'd you find me here?
I'm a tracker. Gonna be hell as a sheriff if they let me.
What are you saying, Pat?
The officials have asked me to run.
Well, then I'm asking you to run, too. That way. Or I'll take your shit and scalp like I did Brady's.
Billy, I ain't the law yet. And I ain't here to get your ass hairs up. I come to tell you some bad news about a friend we share. McSween, Tunstall's lawyer.
What about Alex?
He's gonna die. Tomorrow, he and his wife at his house. Murphy knows he's coming back to Lincoln tomorrow. They're gonna wait till he's home, then go pay a visit.
What time they expect him?
Supper time. I figured you were the only fella with the pluck to get up some McSween partisans and go give the man and his wife a rightful escort across the border. Ain't been to Louisiana for a spell. I'll see you, Billy.
Hey, Garrett.
Garrett stops and looks back. Billy turns away.
Are you my friend?
Yes, I am, Bill.
Garrett turns and walks off, while Billy stays standing with his back to him. At the wedding party...
Regulators!
Let's man up.
Sadly, Doc closes his book. Charlie and his new wife look at each other emotionally. Doc runs the barrel of his gun along his arm, checking the bullets. He spins it and puts it in his holster. He stands up, puts the book down on the chair, and walks away.
Hey, Charlie. Maybe you should stay. You can't shoot worth a piss anyhow. Besides, your girl's crying. She's really giving me a headache.
Charlie, you got a wife now. You should stay.
Doc looks at Billy, who nods. The villagers stand around them in a large group, waiting while Charlie kisses his wife on the forehead, then walks over to his horse. A woman stops the bride from going after him. Charlie saddles up.
Ain't easy having pals.
Daytime. The regulators ride through the empty Lincoln High Street with the lone dog chasing them. They go past a road at the end and turn towards a house on the corner. Doc leads the others inside, holding their rifles ready.
Alex!
Alex!
What in the name of...
Alex, let's go. Word's out. They're gonna come kill you.
Damn it, Billy. I told you not to come here. I'm not leaving my house.
Alex, if you stay, they're gonna kill you. And then I'm gonna have to go around and kill all the guys that killed you. Now, that's a lot of killing.
You heard me, Billy.
Alex, maybe...
You heard me.
Well, we can't just stay here and hope that the good Lord saves us from an all-out...
Susan, I'm sick. I can't go to Old Mexico.
Right in the middle of the street! Come on!
Oh, don't fret, Alex. Trip's postponed. They're coming around the front.
Shit. Bring those wagons up quickly! Keep the house covered!
They watch the men pull one wagon into place and turn another on its side.
Hey, Chavez! How is it from the east side?
Murphy, men.
The men take cover behind the wagons.
Charlie! How's it over by you? Can we break?
Charlie stares, open-mouthed, as more men ride in. He watches Kinney ride in amongst them.
Hey, Charlie! How is it?
It's John Kinney.
I think the word you got was just a trap to get us all together in the same place. My God, look at them all. It's going to be a massacre.
It's John Kinney.
Well, maybe they just want us.
No. They figure they can end the war right here in one fell swoop. And that's what they're just about to do.
It's John Kinney.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Jesus.
Steve looks out of a window and sees more men run into position.
Charlie.
Charlie sits down in shock.
Oh, God. Hanging for sure now.
Chavez and Steve both look outside.
All right.
Barney! We got you up here, kid! Take a look at the firepower down here. Y'all come on out. Real slow. You up there, Barney?
Billy steps behind the wall.
Let's have some fun, Doc. Yeah, I'm here, you bastard!
They all take cover as bullets rip into the house. Alex holds on to Susan behind a wall. Billy sits on the floor and puts down his gun. Charlie loads his gun. Through the smoke, Doc sits on a chest in the corner across from Billy, who peers out of the window at the men in the street, who are all waiting with their guns ready. Billy quickly sits back again. The men outside wait patiently. Alex holds Susan and waits.
Billy, what the hell are we gonna do now?
We gotta show these guys I finally met their match.
What?
Hey, Pepin!
I'm hearing you, Bonnie.
I see you got Charlie Crawford down there with you.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of...
Oh, my God!
Damn!
Hey, Pepin! Charlie Crawford ain't with you anymore!
Bastard! Fire!
The gang take cover as more bullets rip into the house. Alex and Susan hold each other behind their narrow wall.
You all right, Doc?
Yeah.
Boy, these boys won't give up.
You okay, ma'am? You okay? You okay?
Charlie!
Yeah?
Take two rifles, go on upstairs. Doc, you going with them, load heavy. Steve,
yeah.
Going up and cover the north side. Alex, this may be your last chance to handle John's case.
Active participation in the gun battle would negate my life insurance policy. I can't do that.
We know you can shoot, Connie. We can too. Give it up!
Chavez?
The door's blown open beside Chavez. Billy kicks it shut and runs upstairs. Chavez steps across the hall and up the stairs as the door's blown open again. In an upstairs room, Doc quietly loads his gun, bleeding from a small cut on his cheek. He looks up thoughtfully. Billy standing across the room, loading his pistol, as Alex walks past him. Billy smiles at Doc, who stares back at him, then sadly looks away. Fires burn in the street as the daylight fades and night falls. Kinney's standing around a fire with two men sharing a bottle. Other men are lying behind sandbags with their rifles pointed at the house. Alex and Susan sit together, holding each other. Charlie falls asleep and wakes with a start. He looks around, afraid, then settles back down and his eyes begin to close. Steve's sleeping on his back, snoring. Chavez sits in the dark, with his eyes open, looking ahead thoughtfully. Day breaks.
Chivato.
Billy steps forward and looks out of the upstairs window, seeing soldiers approaching on horseback. Steve and Charlie quickly stand up and join him to look outside as well. Around 50 cavalrymen ride down the street in loose formation, three abreast. Steve's eyes widen as he stares at them.
They sent in the troops.
The leader holds up a hand to stop his men and jumps down.
Billy, we're good, but this is getting ridiculous.
Dismount!
The soldiers dismount. Steve and Charlie hurry back to their positions at windows on the other side of the room. Doc crouches down beside Billy. The soldiers begin to organize themselves.
I like these odds.
Murphy arrives in a carriage with Yen and a man.
Mr. Murphy, George Bristol, we got all the rats in one hole.
What's been taking so long? We didn't want the army here. We don't need that kind of attention.
They got 30 boys up there, maybe 40.
I see.
Son of a bitch.
Quite a bit of excitement. Hello, Judge.
Why are you here, Nathan?
I was dispatched here to make sure it doesn't get out of the hands of the civil authorities.
Now, if you have any hope for a political future in the county seat, you will respond to our suggestions.
And what do you suggest, sir?
Full military attack. Destroy them. China! Soldiers, stop her!
Yen!
Stop her! China!
Yen runs to the house.
Yen!
Doc shoots to stop the soldiers.
There you go, Kyle. Your troops have been fired on.
Cover me.
You're in the right now.
It's a girl!
Burn it!
Excuse me?
Burn it!
Doc goes downstairs as Yen comes in.
Never mind, Colonel. Just tell your troops not to mind my men when they go around back and do.
Doc goes to Yen as soldiers move into position. Kinney and Nathan walk forwards. Soldiers take up positions behind the sandbags.
Fire!
The people in the house take cover behind the walls. Alex and Susan duck down together. Murphy rides away in his carriage, and Doc puts his arm around Yen.
I got a wife. She's this little Mexican gal. Please.
Charlie, if you don't stand up and start whipping some ass, you ain't never gonna see her again. Now, come on, Charlie.
Come on now. Come on.
Get up.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Two men are throwing burning torches at the house. Steve looks out.
They lit it, boys. They lit the house.
Mr. Barney! Mr. McSween! This is Colonel Nathan Dudley out of Fort Stanton! Come on out with your hands high!
With your hands high? I better reason with him. Hey, Colonel Shithead! You can kiss my ass!
God damn it, Billy!
You get President Hayes down here! Then we'll come out! We'll see how they like that one.
They all duck again. Charlie shouts fearfully and loads his gun. Kinney takes a shot at the house, still holding a bottle in one hand.
Hey, Kinney, you bastard! I'm gonna shoot your ass! I'm gonna shoot your ass from here to Patricio if I have to, you shit dog!
Yeah, Charlie.
Maniac!
Charlie stands at the window and opens fire. Shoots and Charlie reloads. Doc watches, holding Yen to him. Chavez goes quietly downstairs.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie reloads again.
Alex, get Susan out of here.
Come on, get up.
Susan resists.
Come on, get up.
Alex picks her up and carries her to the door.
Oh, there's a woman coming out!
Please,
let my wife come out!
Hold it! There's a lady coming out! Hold your fire!
Go!
Steve throws a chest out. Alex tries to put out the fire. Susan closes the gate.
Go!
Hey, Colonel, can I do anything for you, sir? Back in the tent, perhaps.
Ma'am, I have no time for your complaints. Go to the other side of the street so I can do my job.
You animal.
Murder! Get out of here! Get out of here! Take away! Get out of here!
Susan's escorted away by two soldiers. Steve runs past flames and throws some books out of the window.
Where's Chavez? Where the hell's Chavez?
I don't know!
What? He's gone! He must have skinned out!
I knew it! That dirty Mexican dog, you touched me! I knew it! The man trapped you! I knew it! I knew it when I died here! And he's out there doing it with his horse! I knew it! I just knew it!
They break one of the top floor windows and throw more stuff out as the fire spreads through the ground floor and up the stairs. People have gathered outside to watch. Steve and Charlie throw more household goods out of the top window. Murphy's standing amongst the soldiers watching. A large chest comes out of the window and hits the ground. Steve steps out of a door and shoots. Billy pops up out of the chest and opens fire. Steve falls down the steps. Doc, Yen, and Charlie come out of an upstairs door and fire at one of the men on the ground. Doc fires as he runs in front of the house with Yen. Charlie comes out shooting and hits a man behind some sandbags. Steve runs forward. Chavez rides down the street with two more horses. They jump over the sandbags and ride towards the house as the gang runs towards him. Kinney shoots Billy in the shoulder and he falls to the ground.
Kinney, you bastard! It's you and I!
Kinney shoots Charlie. Chavez is shot and falls off the horse. Dan is hit while he rides. Doc pulls Yen up onto the saddle. Charlie stands up and is shot repeatedly until he drops to his knees. Billy's up on his horse but is shot again. Charlie raises his gun one more time and fires at Kinney. Charlie laughs and falls to the ground, blood dripping from his mouth. Doc rides away with Yen. Chavez rides away, but Steve's shot. Billy rides away. Steve's shot repeatedly until he eventually falls to the ground, landing in a puddle of dirty water. Doc, Yen, Billy, and Chavez ride off down the street.
Get away! Dudley! Get that son of a bitch! Hey, boy! Dudley, get that son of a bitch!
A machine gun opens fire on Alex, who's holding a white cloth. He's killed in front of his burning house. Murphy turns and looks down the street.
Bastard.
Billy rides back into the end of the street.
Reap it, Murphy, you son of a bitch.
Billy shoots Murphy in the head. Murphy spins round, staying on his feet, his head tipped back. Billy lowers his gun, watching him down the street.
Now it's over.
Devices from Lincoln report that Jose Chavez E. Chavez moved to California, where he changed his name and took work on a fruit ranch. Josiah Doc Skurlock was reported to have left the West for the East, taking with him a celestial bride, her mother, and 14 brothers and sisters. Susan McSween went on to see both her husband and John Tunstall's dreams to fruition by becoming one of the most prominent cattle women of all time. Governor Axtell was forced to resign by President Rutherford B. Hayes. Both the Murphy Dolan faction and the Santa Fe Ring collapsed. William H. Bonney, also known as Billy the Kid, continued to ride, never leaving New Mexico. He was caught in Fort Sumner by the sheriff, Pat Garrett, and killed. Sources report that he was unarmed and shot in the dark. He was buried with Charlie Bowdry at Old Fort Sumner. Advices report that sometime later, an unidentified person snuck into the graveyard and chiseled an inscription. The epitaph read only one word. Pals.
They all ride off in separate directions.
For another film, check out the vintage John Wayne Westerns or the Clint Eastwood classics. And I'm quite in the mood for some Magic Mike. Lots of choice on iPlayer.